join us for tonight's edition of Straight Talk. And now your host, Art Levine.
Good evening and welcome to Straight Talk. We have a wonderful show for you tonight focused on the arts. Our first guest is our friend Craig Watson, Executive Director of the Arts Council for Long Beach. Craig, welcome back to Straight Talk.
Always great to be here.
It's particularly fitting. This is actually our last taping in the studio here at Charter Communications. And of course, Craig was a vice president of Charter for many years and many happy memories of this studio.
Absolutely. We did some great work here together.
Well, Craig, you're currently the executive director of the Arts Council for Long Beach, the umbrella organization. And give us a sense of where the arts are today.
Well, these are tough times. And of course, they're tough times for all the nonprofit sector due to the state of our economy. And California is in such a state, and that ripples right down to cities. And we're the official arts agency for the city of Long Beach.
You're the successor to the Public Corporation of the Arts.
Correct, yeah. Correct. And as the city agency, we help the city in terms of its investment in the arts. And so each year, the city puts aside some money out of its budget to invest in the arts. But of course, this last budget cycle in particular was such a strain that the city had to do some dramatic cutting, and the arts were
But you get a couple of hundred, 200,000 from the city, and rather than the council deciding who should get the money, they delegate that to the Arts Council.
That's right. Over the years, the Arts Council has each year put together a grants program that included professional panels so that anywhere from 25 to 30 local arts groups, both very small and individual artists, and large organizations could apply for those grants, and then in a peer panel review, those grants could be awarded. So the best in the arts was recognized each year.
And in addition, of course, you fund such major organizations as the Long Beach Symphony, Musical Theater West, and several Long Beach
Museum of Art, Latin American Art, and ICT, Long Beach Opera, Long Beach Playhouse.
Yeah. Also, 1% for the arts. There's a regulation that mandates certain buildings donate 1% for the arts, and you administer that.
Well, over 500 American cities have these types of programs, which say, look, as we build a great city, we want the arts included. So public art is a well-regarded strategy for helping cities distinguish themselves, and Long Beach is no different. Our program focuses on just the redevelopment area, so about 45% of the city has this requirement. So certain private projects of a certain size are required to set aside or put 1% of the total construction cost towards some on-site art or other art activities.
And you also always and promote arts education, and that's part of your portfolio.
Historically, we've had art programs in the schools, and of course, arts education we think is vital to our young people, and yet are consistently under pressure within our public schools. So we administer two or three different programs there.
And finally, the global program that is the successor to the Smithsonian Week in October, where you promote the arts for an entire month.
Well, that's right. We've taken the October is Arts Month, which is a national program, and sort of reinvented it, imagining what it should look like in Long Beach, the most diverse city in America. Yeah. And so using that global theme, it's really a celebration all month long of all the diversity.
It always impressed me, as you mentioned, Long Beach being diverse, which it is, the most diverse city in America, according to the RAND Corporation, that the arts is a particularly appropriate communication mechanism of that diversity.
No question. Think about the recent designation of Sofalene Chiam Shapiro as a National Heritage Fellow. She oversees the Khmer Arts Academy, a world-class commitment to preserving traditional Cambodian dance.
Yeah,
she embodies, I think, some of the diversity and the quality that we have here in Long Beach.
Our following guests will be speaking in part to the financial challenges facing the arts, but we have a minute or two left. Speak to the importance of the arts to a community and why people should support the institution of their choice.
Well, increasingly, the cities that are most competitive for jobs, competitive for knowledge workers, for investment by developers, are those that have a creative community. And that's what makes a community attractive to people to locate and spend their time, spend their money. And so an investment in the arts is every bit much as real as investment in infrastructure, investment in what makes a city livable. So we know that recently the Otis College of Art and Design did an economic study, and they found that 1 in 6 jobs in Southern California is in some way tied to the creative industries of Southern California. It's a $1 billion revenue stream that includes certainly the Hollywood creative community, the design community, the fashion industry. These are all industries that rely on arts.
So good art is also good business.
No question.
Well, Craig, thank you so much for, again, joining us and for your continued work. I'm so glad you remain part of the city of Long Beach.
Delighted to be here.
Okay, coming right up, you won't want to miss our segment with Joan Van Hooten, who's been involved with the arts for virtually her entire professional career, and will give us an update on the Long Beach Playhouse celebrating its 80th anniversary. We'll be right back.